Our next report comes from our good friends in Virginia at the Roosevelt Elementary School. Shannon Bowman is the teacher there.
Hello, my name is Gavin Turson, and I'm reporting from my class, Miss Bellman's 5th grade, Virginia, Minnesota. This is our Roosevelt Elementary School phenology for Tuesday, April 2nd, 2019. I saw a deer with crows eating it. Callie saw 9 deer eating grass and heard an owl in the woods behind her house. Clara saw some fussy yellows while driving around. Yesterday, she also saw a flock of Canadian geese on Silver Lake. There was also a wild swan on the lake. Landon saw a skull and a few bones in the woods. He thinks it was a wolf skull or some other animal. Cooper saw a dead skunk in the middle of the road driving back home from skiing at Giant Ridge. Ali saw geese flying from the south. Miss Bellman saw a bald eagle picking at a deer carcass. 2 different times, Highway 53. She also saw 3 swans on the pond along the Highway 53. Miley, Lexi, and Maya smelled the skunk. Gus was playing with his dog when he noticed Mom's tulip blooming in her garden. So we saw 2 turkeys by the side of the road on the way to school. Bella saw 2 birds in a tree talking to each other. That is our report for this week. Thank you. Goodbye. Wow.
Wow, indeed, Gavin. Good job. That was nicely done. Tulips are definitely coming up, and think about this. When you go out and look for tulips or any active plant growth this time of year, the most obvious, most easily found place for them to be growing is going to be on the south side of a home or a large building. So check if you have gardens on the south side of your house and you have uninterrupted sunlight there, check and see what's growing in your yard. You might be surprised.